Hello, Sid Roth here. Welcome to my world where it's naturally supernatural. My guest, Eddie Rogers, literally had an angel pour liquid gold all over him. And he was changed forever. You'd be changed forever. If you just saw an angel, you'd be changed forever. Eddie, you had several attempts on your life, one in particular in which you almost drowned. Tell me about that.
Exactly. When I was about 4 years old, I fell into a ditch that was full of water, went underwater. I don't know how I got out of the water, but the next thing I knew, I was standing on the ground out of the water. I thought the interesting thing was, wow, I can see underwater. Never even once dawned on me that I could be dying or anything. That was one attempt. I had another one at 18 months old where I ate a bottle of aspirin and survive that.
But then you would have nightmares, and I have to believe it has to do with going underwater and the aspirin and everything. But at age four, you had a mysterious visitor.
Exactly. The nightmares probably began at three, something I never shared with my parents just because of the age. But every night, or almost every night, I would have these dreams, these nightmares of this dark, ominous cloud that would be outside my window. It had a face in it. And I would wake up just absolutely terrified. And then at the age of four, as you said, one night there was a bright light that came into my bedroom. And a figure of a person standing in there. The lights was as bright as a headlight, and I was equally as terrified of that as I was of the shadow in the cloud. But from that night forward, I never had another nightmare.
And many years later, a prophet by the name of Kim Clement nailed you on that. Explain.
Yeah, in 1997, we were in Detroit, Michigan, just at a meeting, just hungry for God, wanting more of Him like every good believer should be. And He called us out, and part of the word was that came forth. He said, when you were 4 years old, I came and visited you and made a deposit in your life. And what I had forgotten and had been many years ago vividly became so real to me, understanding, wow, that was Jesus.
And you know what's so interesting? Eddie and I, in 1994, on Jekyll Island, Georgia, went to a meeting. I'd like to say the same thing happened to me, but nothing special happened to me. But Eddie's life was totally forever transformed. Explain.
I think I've always been hungry for the supernatural, even without being able to put a label on it, that's what my hunger was for. And in this particular meeting, again, just going, seeking more of God, wanting more of Him. We had come out of a denominational background, had just started a denominational church. And in this particular meeting, a gentleman that you and I both know by the name of Dan Duke, a missionary to Brazil, laid hands on me and prayed for me. And the power of God just hit me, and I literally became stuck to the floor in those few moments.
I've heard people say, and this hasn't happened to me, I'm stuck to the floor. Are you being literal? Are you saying that there was something that stopped you from getting up?
I'm saying that it would have taken quite an effort to get off the floor. It was like a heaviness, a weight, a glory, like a quilt.
Well, the Hebrew word for glory is kavod, and it actually means heaviness and weight.
Yes. I laid there on the floor and literally wept for about 20 minutes. And God was just going into a place that I thought that I had hidden all of my hurts and all of my pains. And the hand of God went where the hand of man could not go. And He began to just remove layer after layer of hurts and pains that I had experienced in ministry, in the passing of my father the year before. And after about 20 minutes of literally just crying so much, Sid, my ears were filling up with my tears. And I was having to turn my head to get the water out of my ears. And when I looked up, standing over my head, there was an angel. And I made the statement, there's an angel standing at my head. And he had a pitcher in his hand, like someone would carry water in. And he looked down at me and he tilted the pitcher forward. He didn't have to tilt it as though what was in it was going to run out, but just a tilt. And I literally saw a golden substance, a honey-like substance, began to pour out of the pitcher, and I watched it as it left the pitcher, and as it hit my forehead, I broke out in joy and laughter, uncontrollable, could not stop it. For the next 20 minutes, I laughed uncontrollably till my sides were splitting. I was actually saying, you know, make it stop, make it stop.
But there was nothing funny going on.
Absolutely nothing funny. But it was hilarious at the same time.
Well, you know, medical doctors tell us if you have cancer, look at comedy shows and laugh, because something's released good when you laugh. How much more if you're laughing not from comedy shows,
yes,
but from the Spirit of God causing joy, yeah, to well up in you?
Yeah. A merry heart doeth good like a medicine.
So you're saying you almost hurt from laughing so much.
It wasn't almost. I was actually hurt. I was wanting it to stop. I was holding my sides. I could not even catch my breath. I couldn't breathe laughing so hard. And from that point, it radically changed the way we ministered and the way we looked at and experienced the supernatural.
And he began to see all sorts of miracles started happening. But then all of a sudden, things got sabotaged. Don't go away. We'll be right back after this word.
We'll be right back to It's Supernatural. We now return to It's Supernatural.
Sid Roth here with Eddie Rogers. And what would happen if an angel starts pouring liquid gold like honey all over you? You'd be changed. And Eddie Rogers had that experience, and he was changed forever. However, he was in the wrong calling. He was disobedient. He wasn't supposed to be a pastor. And he went through a dry, dry period of time. And I'm speaking to people right now that are going through a dry, dry period of time. Eddie, how did you break out of that?
God's going to anoint you in your calling. And that's where the most anointing is going to be. And if we're functioning in a position where we're not called, then we're not going to function in the full capacity of that anointing. I was attempting to pastor a church when being a pastor was not my true calling. It was more of an apostolic missionary type calling, called to nations and called to an evangelistic type ministry with, we were just hungry for the supernatural, for the miracles, the signs, the wonders. That's where my heart was. I wanted to live in that realm. And, God had to lead me through a very dry season so that I would be willing to give up whatever it costs to pursue Him and to pursue the holiness, the righteousness it would require to walk in the anointing of the calling.
Now, during that time, were you pushing for God, or did you just passive? Well, God, if you're walking by me, then you're walking by me. Were you passive or aggressive?
It was both. Initially, it was, okay, I don't care if I ever minister again, but here's the key. I can't live without your presence, because once you have tasted the presence of God,
sure,
nothing else will ever satisfy you. Nothing else can ever compete with that presence.
There's nothing the world has to compare with the presence of God. And anything the world has that you think is good is nothing. Zero compared to the presence of God.
And even now, the presence of God, I feel the presence of God even as we're beginning to speak here now. I'm feeling His presence coming in. His presence means everything, because in His presence, there's the fullness of His power. There's the fullness of provision. And so it became a pursuit of God's presence. And I'm still in pursuit. I don't think I've arrived. I don't think any of us ever arrived.
But there came a point, a moment, where you were instructed to move. And if you hadn't moved, you would have missed your destiny. Tell me about that.
In October of 05, the Lord spoke to us through a prophetic minister, told my wife and I that God was requiring that we move halfway across the state of Georgia. And if we fully obeyed, He said, if you explicitly obey, the Lord says He will open the windows of heaven for you. But if you miss it, you're only going to live in His permissive will. So it took a period of 18 months to find exactly where that place was. We made the move. We moved, and we've been there a little over 2 years now.
Now, you told me angels are showing up now.
Angels are showing up.
From the beginning, were they?
From the beginning. From the initial day that we moved in, the following morning after a long night of moving halfway across the state, very early in the morning, I stepped out onto the porch with my coffee, and I sat down, tired, weary, eyes still bloodshot, and I said, Lord, open the heavens. And the moment I said that, there was a wind begin to blow in the trees, and every part of my body just became electric in that presence, and we began to see angels in the house, around the house, ministering to us at different times in different places.
You know something, Eddie? What you're describing, I read in the Bible. I talk to people. That's normal. There will be a time coming very, very soon where a show like mine won't be necessary, because this will be happening every day. to every one of us. Yes. And the purpose for you watching is so that you can have intimacy with God. Wherever you are, you may not know God, or you may know Him, or you may be walking through a dry spell. But Eddie, you told me before we went on the air that God spoke to you about something, and people that are watching right now.
If there is a pursuit of God in your life, if you're hungry for more of God's presence, then you can find everything that you want by simply saying, God, here I am. The prayers that I pray on a regular basis is, Lord, hit me with your best shot. God has only the best for you. And no matter where you are in a dry season or in a very bountiful season, God always has more. There's more for us now.
Tell me about the person with the eardrum.
Several eardrum miracles. I'm going to go with the one where the lady had no eardrum. This was being ministered in a local food bank in Bremen, Georgia. Not a church service, not a religious place, no choir, no organ, no three verses of Just As I Am. Just to get the setting straight. You know, these are poor people in need, so they're there for supplemental groceries. We do it a devotional. At the end of the devotional, I call for someone with a hearing problem in their right ear. A lady came forward, and she told us, she said, I don't even have an eardrum. It was removed when I was a child. So at that point, I was able to tell the people that were listening, either God is true, God is real, and He will do what He says He will do, or you don't have to listen to a word I've just told you about the power and the presence of God. We prayed for the lady, and her ear popped, and instantly she was able to hear. God recreated an eardrum in her in a food bank.
Now, what would have happened if her ear did not pop? I mean, you kind of put yourself on the limb. You said, don't pay any attention. Did you hear what he said? Don't pay any attention to me unless this woman is healed. Did you know she was missing an eardrum? It's one thing to be partially deaf. It's another thing to be missing an eardrum.
I did not know originally when she came up, but she told me she did not have the eardrum before we ever prayed. But you know, Sid, Jesus told the Pharisees, and you don't have to believe me, but you have to believe the works that I do, that the works that I do prove the message that I've brought.
You had a word of knowledge. Would you speak that right now?
There's someone, I believe in Texas, and your name is either Jack or James or John. It's a short name, J letter. And you have a liver problem. You've got hepatitis, but there's more than hepatitis that's going on with your liver. You got spots on your liver. It's causing your whole body to be sick. Your liver's not functioning correctly. And in the name of Jesus, right now, we speak the healing word. Psalm 107, verse 20, He sent forth His word and healed him. And just receive it and just marinate in that presence of God right now.
And Eddie, what kind of feedback are you getting on your new book, Supernatural Living Under an Open Heaven?
One local pastor made it required reading out of his church. He said, if miracles are this easy, and they are, if we're willing to obey God, then he required his entire church. Those who couldn't buy a copy, he bought a copy and gave to his church.
Can everyone live under an open heaven, or is it just someone special like you?
It's not by anybody special. It's not limited to ministers. It's not limited to special people. We are born as a children of God. We have access to everything God has. It's called the kingdom. It's a commonwealth.
Have you ever seen the dead people come back to life?
As a matter of fact, yes, a couple of
hold that thought. We're going to find out about the dead coming back to life. We'll be right back after this word.
We'll be right back to It's Supernatural. We now return to It's Supernatural.
Hello, Sid Roth here with Eddie Rogers. Eddie, someone did not have an eardrum. You put God's reputation, your reputation on the line, and you said if she doesn't get her hearing back, then forget everything I've said. She gets a new eardrum, and then someone dies.
Exactly. It's not exactly a good commercial for a service, but on the front row of this food bank we were ministering at that day, 16 years I was a firefighter, emergency medical technician, so I know a little bit about the medical field. There was also a nurse that was there in that particular meeting, and we saw a lady slump over. She had no breath, no respirations. We called for the paramedics. We told them to call, dial 911, as any protocol would be. We checked her out. She had no breath, no respiration.
Now, this would be enough to disrupt an entire meeting, too.
Absolutely. But again, since it was not a technical church service, most people paid little attention, believe it or not. So when we were calling for people to have her removed so the emergency personnel could have better access to her, the lady was slumped over, as I said, for a couple of minutes, 2 or 3 minutes. We had no respiration. We had no heart rate. And as they were coming forward, I laid my hand upon her chest and I just said, in the name of Jesus. And when I said that, her head came back, her eyes rolled back out of her head and she took a deep breath. The nurse turned and looked at me and said, she'd just come back from somewhere. Now, we visited this lady a couple of days later, went to the hospital and talked with her. And 2 weeks after that, she was fine and well. They did tests on her, couldn't find anything wrong with her. And I asked her, I said, what happened to you that day? I want your words. And I didn't try to project anything into her mouth. And she said, I died. And I said, how do you know you died? And she said, I was standing outside my body and I was watching. And she said, you put your hand on me and said, Jesus. And she said, when you said Jesus, I went back into my body. So I'm going to take her word for it.
Now, you see a lot of miracles in not churches and not church services, food warehouses, right, and shopping centers. Oh, tell me about Free Willie.
Free Willie. He was a 6'5", 400 pounds. He was anything but free. There was he was big as a whale. That's why they called him Free Willie. Willie didn't get free. There were several elders in a church doing ministry to this young man. And as I was walking down the hallway after a service, they called my name and I walked into the room and I saw one elder on each arm and one around his waist. And when I stepped into the room, Willie looked at me and said, I'm going to kill you. And I just said, not today, you're not.
But how could you have been so cool?
Well, I don't know if it was cool or scared, but that was what came out of my mouth, you know.
Okay.
And at that point, he started charging me, dragging those three elders. I closed my eyes. I put my hand up and I said, in the name of Jesus. And Sid, I felt a wind. I felt my guardian angels.
Wait, stop 1 second. You closed your eyes.
Yeah.
What was going on in that mind of yours?
I didn't have time to think, but I was very much aware of the wind. I felt this wind come around me. And I felt his chest hit my hand. It gives you the size of him. And then I heard a lot of commotion. And when I opened my eyes and looked, he and the three elders were sliding down the wall that was 10 feet away. It was like somebody took a ball bat, hit him upside the head, and knocked him back. At that point, I just went and jumped right in the middle of his big belly and said, in the name of Jesus, come out. And, you know, he was freed.
You know, at the time, I've had stuff like this happen to me. At the time that it happens, you don't think, and you have amazing courage, and it's not even your courage, it's God.
Absolutely. The anointing of God comes on you and turns you into another man, and you're right. You don't have time to think.
Tell me the most recent miracle you've seen.
Day before yesterday, again, ministering at the food bank, we had a word of knowledge. A lady come up. I said, there's somebody here with pain in your right ear. The lady came forward. She was actually deaf in her right ear. She said she had a cyst in her right ear, and it had been there for over a year, and she had absolutely no hearing. And again, I did the same thing. I said, you know, listen, if God don't open her ear, then you don't have to listen to anything I say. Because again, you know, it's not my reputation, Sid. You know, I know what he can do. And her ear opened. She was quite surprised, more stunned than anything else. And I said, you know, you're telling these people here that you could not hear before. And she said, I'm telling you, I could not hear before, but I can hear now.
Well, you know what I believe? I believe that there are people watching us right now that are saying, I wish my husband could hear. I wish Eddie would pray for me so I could hear. I believe that there'll be thousands of people whose ears will be
Amen.
Open if you'll pray for them right now.
Amen. I feel the anointing on. I want to speak right now. There's people who have loss of hearing. You have hardness of hearing. There are people who need to hear in the realm of the spirit. Your ears are closed to the spiritual thing. In the name of Jesus, I thank you, Father, that right now your word goes forth. I thank you that you open deaf ears. I thank you that you open the ears of those who are hard of hearing. And I pray most of all that you would open the spiritual ears, that your children could hear what is the Father saying. I thank you, Lord, that you give us ears to hear what the good shepherd is saying, and we will not listen to the voice of another. Thank you in Jesus' name.
I mean, even at New Year's Eve parties, you have miracles happen. Tell me one.
New Year's Eve, we were speaking for a pastor. His son was 12 years old. He had been born with a crippling birth defect. Both of his legs, his feet were turned outward at angles. The doctors had told him there was nothing he could do till he got 15 or 16, and they would go in and they would break the tib-fib bones, and then they would turn his feet and put pins in it. At the close of the service, there had been many miracles that night, and this young man stood up. I said, does anybody else need prayer before we go? And this 12-year-old kid stood up and just looked at me. He was sitting on the front row, and I said, what do you need, son? And he looked down at his feet, and I looked down with him, and I saw his feet going in either direction. I said, okay. And I said, sit down. So he sat down, and I said, put your feet in my hand. There was no time to pray. There was no prayer offered. It didn't even have time to say in the name of Jesus. His feet literally began to shake and pulsate, and his feet turned from this way straight up, and he was healed in a matter of 30 seconds. He got down, was running around the building and jumping up and down, something he had never done in his entire life.
What is going to be happening shortly on planet Earth? What do you see in
God,
the Spirit?
God is going to take people just like this kid, 12 years old, preached his very first sermon that night. He's going to raise up a generation that knows the power of God, that knows the precepts of God. They're going to walk in and experience it. It's not going to be a historical book. We're not going to be talking about what God did or what God is about to do. We're going to be walking in the supernatural, miraculous power of God. Revival is coming.
I believe I can actually hear the rain of the presence of God coming. And the question isn't whether His presence is coming or not. That is not the question. The question is, do you have intimacy with Him? Are you living in an open heaven? What I mean by an open heaven is where the presence of God is tangible, where you can experience the presence of God, where you can hear the voice of God, where someone's back has just been healed and someone's neck has just been healed in Jesus' name. And the left eye, God is doing something. If you have a problem in your left eye, God is healing you right now, but it's so strong in fact, please get up and bend over and you'll see that God has demonstrated His power in your life. The very first thing was my first step. And I can tell you something, God's waiting for you. Literally, if you could see His face, you would see tears coming down His eyes and His face because He loves you so much. And He wants you to experience His love. Just say out loud in your own words, I believe that Jesus died in my place, and by His blood, my sins are washed away, and I'm clean. And now that I'm clean, I make Jesus my Messiah and Lord. Jesus, come inside of me. Take over my life. I make you Lord of my life. Is God showing you anything right now, Eddie?
Crohn's disease is being healed. Things in the lower abdomen area, their cysts, they are disappearing right now in the name of Jesus.
If that's you, Eddie didn't say it, but I'm going to say it. It is yours.
Yes.
It is yours. Take it.
Yes.
Grab it. It's yours. And for someone that said, I wish they had said the word of my condition, it doesn't matter. Because the 103rd Psalm says, bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits. He's forgiven all of my sins, and He has healed all, A-L-L, all. Let every man be a liar, but God's word is true. He's healed all of my diseases. In Yeshua's name, be healed from the top of your head, the bottom of your toes. That's all.